AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Denmark and Greenland's top diplomats today. Ed Donahue has a report.
President Trump has been talking in more forceful terms lately about a possible U.S. takeover of Greenland.
There's clearly a disagreement. We agreed that it makes sense to try to sit down on a high level to explore whether there is possibilities to accommodate the concerns of the president while we at the same time respect the red lines of the Kingdom of Denmark.
Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says there will be more talks.
It's clear that the president has this wish of conquering over Greenland. We made it very, very clear that this is not in the interest of the kingdom.
Before the meeting, President Trump wrote the U.S. needs Greenland for the purpose of national security. He added NATO should be leading the way to get it, and otherwise Russia or China would, saying in all capital letters, and that is not going to happen. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The State Department says it will stop processing immigrant visas for citizens of 75 countries whose nationals are deemed likely to require public assistance in the U.S. And Saga Magani reports another Democrat's under investigation by the Trump administration over a video urging troops to resist illegal orders.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin organized and appeared in the November video with five other Democrats, all either retired military or, like Slotkin, a former CIA analyst. This department's top Washington prosecutor is investigating Slotkin. President Trump called the video seditious. The Pentagon's already censured Arizona Senator Mark Kelly and is trying to retroactively demote the retired Navy captain. Kelly has sued to block that. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. Football news. A source tells AP John Harbaugh interviewed in person with the New York Giants today about their head coaching vacancy. And if you're hoping your favorite NFL team will be taking a QB in this spring's draft, there's one fewer name on the board. Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
Oregon quarterback Dante Moore has decided to return to the Ducks next season rather than declare for the NFL draft. The 20-year-old Moore announced his decision Wednesday on ESPN. Moore completed nearly 72% of his throws for 3,565 yards, with 30 touchdowns and 10 interceptions this season for 13-2 Oregon. Moore had been forecast to be the second quarterback selected in the NFL draft, behind Indiana quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza. Las Vegas and the New York Jets have the top two picks in the draft, respectively. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There are more stories and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.